This is the last edition of the Last Neighborly News program in Canada. It is being closed down after 46 years because of cost-cutting measures in the CBC Pacific region. And I needn't tell you that I'm sorry to have come to the end of a most interesting experience. I have edited for over 25 years, and in that time I had the cooperation of publishers and editors of community newspapers around the province who sent me their publications every week. The many bouquets and the occasional brickbats were appreciated, and the contributions of prose and poetry sent in by listeners rounded out many editions. Thank you all for the part you played in making Neighborly News possible. Thanks also to the many listeners in British Columbia and overseas who have told me how much they enjoyed the program over the years. And a special thanks to my wife, Elsie, who has typed the script for every program at the kitchen table in our home in Ladner and complained sometimes because some of the typewriters were poor spellers. Between us, we never missed a broadcast and were only bumped off the air by Queen Elizabeth's Christmas message or a broadcast of a hockey game by Team Canada. And let's give the last quip on this program to Claude Hudspeth of Squamish, who has provided so many over the years. Writing in the Squamish Citizen, he claims that quitting smoking in public is one problem. The other is listening to them talking incessantly about it. Now, all of us associated with the production of Neighborly News, Murray Hanna, the producer, Dave Madison, the technician, my wife Elsie, who prepared the script, all join me in wishing you a happy and healthy new year. Well, that's it, neighbors, for Neighborly News. Thanks for listening, and now goodbye.
That was Edgar Dunning with Neighborly News, and as Mr. Dunning said, it was the final program in the series.